Welcome to the Sexy Freedom Media Podcast, a place to discuss pain, passion, and pursuits.
Yes, yes. I want to feel alive.
Breathe.
Make some moves.
Protect the throne. This is Sexy Freedom Media Podcast.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Helen Edwards with Sexy Freedom Media Podcast. And this is episode 23, and this is the second Spoking Break. As you know, the Spoking Breaks are my solo podcast, and you get to hear everything going on in my mind, my crazy, crazy mind. Yeah, keeping my entrepreneur life, not the singing career. All right, guys, so let me tell you what's going on. So three things I want to talk to you about. I always say three. For some reason, everything comes in threes. But booty yoga. As you guys know, I am a yoga instructor, and I teach quite a few styles of yoga. But one of my favorite that I've been teaching for the last 2 years is a style called booty, B-U-T-I yoga. Booty is a style of power yoga that includes tribal dance, high intensity cardio, and it's a mixture of, you know, intervals, things like that. It's a power style yoga. I love it. It kind of gets me out of my head into my body. It usually has a ton of like loud rap music. When I was teaching booty yoga the first year, it was really awesome because I love rap and I love hip hop. But I slowly started to, after my brother died, it became a little bit more powerful to me because I combined it with, I mean, everything that I was teaching, yoga, tribal yoga, mindfulness, meditation, spiritual prayer, ritual ceremony, and culture, like everything. I combined it into this thing that I now call tribal yoga. Or tribal booty yoga is somewhat because I wanted to respectful. I wanted to stay and remain respectful towards booty by calling it booty yoga or tribal booty. I had noticed last year that some of the master trainers who I followed were no longer affiliates of booty yoga or the founder Busy Gold. And at first I didn't think anything of it. I was more like, dang, that sucks. There goes that ride or die pic they posted. Like, whatever. But then the master trainers I personally know started posting they were no longer teaching it. It was a huge shock because they were all about that booty life, you know. Still, I was like, that's cool. I mean, they are all starting their own endeavors. You know, great for them. Everyone has to fly the nest sometimes. Then I was about to teach at a studio last year when I heard they weren't really comfortable with booty there anymore. And that's when I was like, oh, I think something weird is going on. Like, what is going on? Super then, I saw a post yesterday by a highly respected friend who I adore watching her booty videos. She posted that she was no longer teaching booty. And then I was like, okay, the fuck, man. Like, what is going on? I don't want to be affiliated with no drama. I really want to know. I don't want to be in the not know. I want to know. I want to fucking know. So then I reached out and I got the main deets. I got the main scoop and was even shown like posts and written material of all the fucking shenanigans going on. And then I went down that wormhole and it was messy, man. It was sad. Like my heart just felt so sad. And I didn't feel sad necessarily because of, you know, I guess victims or anything like that. I was more sad because it reminded me of a time when I first got into yoga and how, I started teaching yoga in 2015 and then I started teaching at studios. And after the first year of yoga, regular vinyasa yoga, I started really hearing about instructors not getting along with studio managers and just, it just didn't seem yoga-ish, you know, but I got sad about it because one of my instructor friends actually had forwarded me a message, and I got to read this horrible email from a studio manager to her that was just so uncalled for and very un-yoga-like, I guess you can say. And so it reminded me, so that's basically why I literally was like, I'm not doing studios no more unless I'm doing pop-up classes or I rent my own space. So I got out of that, and then I've just been teaching yoga on my own everywhere from like retreats, workshops, and events, and, you know, small classes here and there. But then when I seen the booty thing happen, it got, you know, it just got me really sad. I mean, I stayed up all night thinking about it. Like, do I want to be affiliated with this anymore? You know, and the thing is that I had no idea anything was going on this crazy. Like, obviously, I'm very super fucking chill. Like, I don't take on anybody else's drama. I keep to myself a lot. I show up for events, I show up for classes, and I show up for friends to support friends. But other than that, I really stay out of most of the yoga and booty community for this reason. You know, for me personally, booty has been great. I birthed the tribal yoga practice that I've been teaching out of it. I actually stopped teaching the actual booty practice about a year ago. And because I don't do a lot of the spiraling or rap music in my classes anymore, I do more tribal based stuff in more spiritual aspects of it. And, you know, I started thinking like, well, how should I do this? How should I take this? I would really, you know, first of all, I lost sleep over it last night, and I don't want to be affiliated with all the drama that's going on. I don't mind being affiliated with booty, like the actual practice and the meaning, but I don't want to be affiliated with the drama that's going down right now in the community of booty yoga. I'm not posting blame on nobody. Like, Busy never did no shit to me. Sorry, whoever she did it to. And I don't say that rudely. I'm just saying, like, I'm not somebody who can speak on anybody's behalf. I just know me personally, nothing was done. But I also am a businesswoman, and I need to make wise decisions to step away from anything that causes a lot of negativity that can be associated with me. That doesn't mean I'm not going to show up in nobody's booty class. Fuck, if there's a booty class and I want to go, I'm going. And if there's a class I want to teach randomly, I'll fucking teach it. But as far as I know, I'm probably going to stop using the term booty, B-U-T-I. I already changed all the terminology on my website. It's just because sometimes you just got to let the storm settle, you know, and then you can return to it or move on from it or, you know, push through and develop something else from it, which I've noticed a lot of the master trainers have done. Which brings me to a point, you know, it doesn't really make me sad to let go of the term booty. It makes me sad to see so many esteemed teachers sad or disheartened. It makes me sad to see the drama all over the internet. Although normally I would never take sides. I really don't want to be involved or affiliated with this bullshit over the net, you know? I started to think about something very interesting. I saw another booty yoga instructor post this actually, which was very interesting. And it was about Jesus, the great master Jesus, or rather Yeshua, you know? And it made me really, really think, like, in retrospect, what a true master is, what true practice of yoga is, you know, the union, that joining of the mind, body, spirit, that oneness. And Jesus, I mean, I've never met him, but he was a true master. From what I know, he forgave everybody. He forgave those that hurt him physically. He forgave liars, cheaters, haters, murderers, assholes, narcissists, punks. You know, he even said, whoever is without sin, cast the first stone. He was a real master of peace, a real master of one love. I feel a real master and a true example of yoga. Forgiveness is a hard thing to do. I mean, it's fucking hard, all right? And all we can do is try. I mean, maybe that's what is meant by falling short. I'm not going to put it out there that I'm going to practice booty anymore, but I am going to practice and teach tribal power yoga and even offer some hip hop yoga for any fast-paced power yoga people or yogis that want to learn. And I'm going to start teaching a lot more vinyasa. One of the reasons why I turned towards more tribal was because after my brother died, I didn't want anything slow or meditative or, you know, anything to make my mind wander, because I was in a really bad place after my brother died. Now I'm finding a more better place of balance, and I love all of the practices I've been teaching, even booty. Like I said, I'm probably going to attend some classes or even teach every now and then if I want to, but I think for the time being, my last class will be on Wednesday as far as booty goes. If I decide to change my mind on that, then fucking I decide to change my mind on that. Like, who's, you know, that's my decision. But I think, like I said before, I'm going to wait till the dust settles. You know, it is really sad what's going on all over the internet. And it's a damn fucking shame, to be honest, that anybody would hurt anybody when it is an industry of empowerment. But I mean, everybody's human after all. Like, I don't know. We all have our shit, right? Like, nobody's perfect. Everybody talks about everybody. That's the fucking truth about it. Everybody fucking talks about everybody. And whether it's bad or good or negative or positive, I don't know. Like, you be the judge of that. But everybody talks. We're fucking human. That's what we do. In saying that, I, as a person who believes in yoga, I mean, okay, let me just backtrack for a second. After all this shit went down and I was like looking at it, I was like, man, I don't even want to fucking do yoga. I don't want to do yoga. I don't want to do booty yoga. I don't want to fucking do any yoga. Like, this makes me mad. It made me mad at first because, you know, I came from a really bad environment when I was younger. I watched, you know, women just not get along, like my mom's sisters. I watched them bash each other down after a while. Like, you know, I saw them completely just burn each other as far as their relationships go and never get it back. And it just was so fucking sad. And then I went to church, and then there was a lot of hypocrisy in the church. And it's just like, I wanted to get away from that. And when I first saw yoga, I was like, that's the community, man. That's that one love community I want to be involved in. Like, I feel like that's the community that's going to be good for me, because I'm super chill. I can forgive easily, and I just want to move past, you know? And so when all this happened again for the second time, because the first time was yoga and then the second time is booty yoga, like, I'm just like, damn, I don't know if I want to fucking do this anymore, you know? And then I started thinking about sexy freedom, like my whole purpose of writing the book, my whole purpose of being such a big believer in freedom, and what that means to me is non-conforming, like remaining free and experiencing this. And maybe this is what I need to experience, you know? And if I was watching a movie right now, this would be some crazy shit to watch. And it's a part of life. It's a part of life. It's strange how you wouldn't know what the positive is unless you experience some negative, you know? You wouldn't know how to decipher what is good unless you experience the bad. It's fucking true, and it's sad it has to be like that in some cases, but yeah, I just went off the deep end with that one. But let me just say this. Yogis, my fucking yogis, listen here. I remember when I was teaching with the Prison Yoga Project, and we used to go in and teach the inmates, and we taught the eight limbs of yoga. And the eight limbs of yoga are really what yoga is about. And the eight limbs of yoga come from the Yoga Sutra. And it's basically like the guidelines of how to live a meaningful and purposeful life as a yogi. The first limb is called yama. And yama is one's ethical standards and sense of integrity. So it's focused on our behavior and how we conduct ourselves in life. And real quick, the five yamas are ahimsa, which means nonviolence, satya, which means truthfulness, asteya, means non-stealing, brahmacharya, this is a little bit of a tough one for me. Brahmacharya means like restraint of sexual fidelity. That's the best way to describe it. aparigraha is non-covetousness. Then you got your second limb of yoga, okay? And this is called the niyama. And this has to do with self-discipline and spiritual observances. And the five niyamas are saucha, which is cleanliness, samtosa, contentment, tapas, which is like spiritual austerities, svadhyaya, which is the study of the sacred scriptures and of oneself, isvara, pranidhana, which is the surrender to God or source. Those are the two top limbs of yoga, okay? Asana, aka postures, practice in yoga. This is the third limb. Okay, guys, it's not even the top two. It's the third. This is what everybody is seeing all over the internet. This is, you know, the movement practice of the body. And this is the yogic view is, you know, the body is a temple. Pranayama is the fourth limb. Pranayama is the life force extension. This is the breath. You know, this is where we gain mastery over the respiratory process. And then we've got the fifth limb, which is pratyahara. This is where we withdraw our sensories and make conscious effort to draw our awareness away from the external world and to turn it inward. I'm just mentioning a little bit. There's a lot more in-depthness to all of these. The sixth limb of yoga is called dharana. This is where you have concentration. I like to say this is kind of like everything that ties it all together. Now you get to concentrate on everything. Dhyana, this is the beautiful one. It's the seventh stage of Ashtanga, which is the meditation. It's the flow of the concentration. And then you've got your eighth and final limb of yoga, which is samadhi. And this is the whole point of everything, which is, you know, the overall goal of enlightenment. And these are the eight limbs of yoga. And these are things that I think to myself of why I can't just give up yoga. Because once you apply it to your life, it's so beautiful. Once you take out all the bullshit and the things that, you know, us, you know, humans with our emotions kind of twist and turn it into businesses and all that jazz. Like once all that's kind of out of the way and we really focus on the actual practice with the combination of all eight limbs, it's a beautiful, beautiful, healthy, wellness, enriched practice. And when I was thinking today, like, you know, fuck this, I'm out. I was just like, no, like it's just a part of me. I strive to connect with this practice. And as I'm saying, it's a practice. That's what it is. Like I am going to strive maybe for the rest of my life, but I can only hope that through all these trials and errors and all these, you know, things that are going on and these experiences that are happening in the community with, you know, both yoga, booty yoga, any other styles of yoga, you know, people bashing people or people not agreeing with people or what is and what isn't, blah, 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 blah. You know, I can only hope that me personally, once I turn inward and say to myself, like, maybe it's time to grow, you know, maybe it's time to grow. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, I've kind of made the decision to kind of just ease away from it, ease away from the booty business part of it. But like I said, I'm still going to teach the tribal power yoga, the hip hop yoga, vinyasa, flow yoga, restorative Zen. I'm still going to practice all that. I'm just going to step away from the terminology of booty, but it doesn't mean I'm going to step away from booty, the practice or the meaning. The meaning will always stay with me. The cure that's hidden within, it's a beautiful meaning and nobody fucking owns that shit. Like if it did something for me and it's lovely, you know, and I don't care what anybody chooses to do, stay with it, not stay with it, whatever, you know, each to their own. But just me personally, I'm going to just step away for a little bit after Wednesday's class. So, you know, like I said, today was a little bit of a struggle, kind of meditating, thinking back and forth, like, what should I do? You know, nothing was done against me. I had like this little devil on my shoulder on one part of me that was like, fuck that shit. We do what we want. And then the other part was like, hey, you know, you didn't sleep well. Like maybe you should step back a little bit, like, you know, and during all this, I had sadness in my heart because I got a lot of things going on personally. And all of this just caused some confusion in my heart. And I've kind of been training myself, you know, with that protect the throne, mental warrior attitude, that whenever I'm down, whenever I'm, you know, angry, instead of using that energy, because it is energy, like it's drawing out my energy, to basically recycle it to come back into my creative juices. That may have sounded dirty, but basically, I say basically a lot. Shit, I'm gonna try not to. All right. So I used that fuel and put it into a whole day. I mean, I spent a whole day just doing shit that needed to be done like weeks ago. One of those things was I finally created my services today on my website. I am so proud of myself and I'm so excited about it. I also put our updated both retreats on there, the Alaska retreat. We got 4 spots left. You guys, this is an incredible experience. It's camping in Alaska. There's so many great things that we're going to lead you on. We've got a safety camp that's going to be set up next to us. So it's going to be safe. It's going to be fun. It's going to be transformative, restorative, so many things, especially you're going to be out in nature. It is going to be a one in a lifetime. There's no right way to say it. It's just going to be fucking awesome. Like that's just the best way to say it. Yeah. So I put on my services on there and we also have the Mexico retreat. The Mexico retreat is going to be amazing. It's the co-ed retreat in Puerto Penasco, Rocky Point, Mexico, October 10th through the 13th. Oh my God, I can't wait. That one is actually going to be freaking wild. I already know. Wild, fun, just so much connection. I can't wait for that one. Yeah, so about my services. I did something a little bit different with my services. I was trying to think, what am I good at? What am I an expertise in? What can I be of most value for somebody, but also stay true to my authentic self? So I put the Endeavor Assistance on here. That's going to be me kind of like a rent a business partner. You know, I put services that I wish I had or I wish I had money for at the time when I first started my business. So there's that one. And then there's the Not Your Therapist support. You know, this is, I feel like there needs to be a bridge between like the life coach and the therapist. And that's where I come in. And you can read more on that. I've got my online yoga services through the Remote Yogi, guest yoga instructor at your studio. I listed my yoga that I do, the retreat leader, if you want me and Sarah to go and teach or do retreats or events in your area, my speaking engagements and all the things I can speak about. I'm really excited because this year has been a growing experience for me. It's, you know, I've been teaching and speaking and doing a lot of things before yoga. I've been doing that since 2008, but I never really fully stepped into the confidence of my profession until last year. And in January is when I really, really, really 100% felt like, you know, like I'm getting bolder and I'm getting more courageous. And then maybe that comes with age too. It comes with experience and age and knowing yourself. And I definitely am knowing who I am more, what I want, what I don't want, what I like, what I don't like, and the energies that I'm surrounding myself with and not surrounding myself with. So these have all been, you know, growing experiences for me. I also am very proud of myself because I created 3 pages on my WordPress website. So I'm getting better at social media. I did a social media video, I think I want to say 2 days ago. It's on my Facebook page. And I was just sharing like all these cool tricks that I'm learning. And one of the services that I hope to add later on is going to be social media marketing, because I spend hours trying to figure out things. But now I've got about 4 apps down, 4 social media apps down that I'm getting really good at. I'm creating a lot of cool things, but I'm going to even get better. Like, a girl's got goals, okay? I've got goals to grow in many areas. I never saw myself going with social media, but I just did it one day and I was like, I fucking love this. And I had no idea that I was going to be that good or love it that much, but it's fun. Yeah. So if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, please do. It's sexyfreedommedia.com. I'm very excited. I spent all day on my website today, so tomorrow I'm going to work on the newsletter. And I just want to tell you guys something, you know, it can get hard for all of us. And the person that we're battling the most in life is ourselves. And then we got to battle other people. So sometimes the best thing to do is just step away and observe without judgment. And look as if you're watching a movie and take the emotion out of it and put compassion into it. Because nobody knows somebody 100%. You could spend all day, you could spend 24/7 with somebody and not even know what's really going on inside of them. You don't know you don't know what brain cells are changing, what brain cells are, you know, being made. We don't even know. We don't even understand the brain completely. You know, people lose their minds. People lose their loved ones. People lose themselves. You know, things happen in life as we grow. And I just went to a funeral last week with my friend, and it just hit me. Like, this guy was on top of the world. He's amazing. He was exactly like my brother. And he just took his life. I mean, nobody even saw it coming, just like my brother. And yet people are going to talk shit about these people. But you don't know how fragile people can be sometimes. And both these guys had small young children and they love their children. And I think about that a lot. I think about it like, if we just step back and we just showed compassion, kindness, and forgiveness somehow, you know, maybe that person will choose to live another day or choose to become a better person in another way or choose to pay that forward or choose to be more kinder to themselves. So that's all I'm going to say. I really, really encourage you, anybody out there who's going through a hard time, to just think about what I said, you know, and try not to take shit personal. Just try to work through things and return to the true eight limbs of yoga and have fun with the styles of yoga, but let's be less judgmental on each other and fucking have a cerveza, man, and go fiesta, eh? You know what I mean? Like, let's just have fun. Life is short. All right, guys. Well, like I said, thank you for subscribing and listening. And I hope and pray all of you, you know, conquer your dreams, your goals, and live to see another day and live to life to the fullest. Fuck, you know? All right. Have a good night, guys. Bye. Ciao.
Want to hear more?
Visit us at sexyfreedommedia.com.